Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Well, I guess it's not evening for Claire and Sandra. Good morning. No answer. Hi, Keith. Where's Kat?
Wow, it's funny. I wondered if you might ask that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he died on Saturday.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Keith. Was that expected?
No, it was quite sudden.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, I'm glad we know. I'm really sorry. And well, tell me his name.
Hugo.
Hugo, oh, that's right. Oh, I'm so sorry, Keith. Okay, well, hope Hugo is with us in spirit. We're all sad.
Thanks.
Oh. Hi, everyone. Hi, Carlo. Hi, Brandon. Hi, Lauren, Barbara, Cannon, Claire, Sandra, Maria Rosa, Hilka. I'm really sad about Hugo, Keith. I know those of us who've seen you with him will share that. I don't know what to say really, but I won't say anything. Just wait a few more minutes to see if anybody turns up. Hi, Len. Okay. Can you hear me okay? Let me put this up a bit. Yeah, okay. So let's close our eyes. Small group today, so it's really nice to feel we're together. I think most of us know each other virtually. Just simply be as you are, moment by moment. Let your experience be as it is. Natural, organic. If tears are flowing, let them flow, or streaming. If your heart is breaking, offer it to the presence, which is our shared shrine. Whatever your experience is in this moment, it doesn't need to be labeled. Sometimes the label is very clear. For example, when you're grieving the death of your soul animal, no question what the label is to the experience. Or grieving a loved one. Sometimes the label isn't that clear and it's not necessary to label, just to surrender or offer what is here, knowing that it is welcomed no matter what the label. It's always the case, but when we gather like this, it's like a heightened, palpable access to that recognition, hopefully. That every experience is completely, utterly, unconditionally by nature welcomed. To begin with, we do the welcoming. We feel we have to do it. But actually, that feeling of having to do the welcoming is the experience of resistance. When I feel I have to do the welcoming, it's because I'm resisting something. A tension in the body or some aspect of my experience is resisted, and therefore there is an effort to surrender it. So no need to make an effort. Nobody needs to welcome. The welcomer is welcomed. In other words, welcoming is effortless. Borderless. Impersonal in the sense that it's not a person that is welcoming. Everything that is perceived in this welcoming. Your mind, your thinking would never wrap itself around the welcoming. Thinking thoughts appear in this welcoming. So you can relax the thoughts, surrender them, or cooperate somehow with the surrendering of the thoughts. And you don't have to itemize your experience. Just knowingly know that the totality of experience is welcomed at every moment. In other words, you don't have to transform or spiritualize or rearrange your experience in order for it to be welcomed. You don't have to know anything. You don't have to do anything. You are that welcoming. But you mistake yourself for fragments. You mistake yourself for that which appears in the welcoming, the body, the mind. We all do that, it's natural. To some extent. We play the part that is imparted upon us. As a body mind. And that's correct, we should play the part, but we should never lose sight. It's just a play. And that sometimes we can turn the film off, pause the play. And just simply dwell as the peace. The ocean. Not getting rid of the experience, but not engaged with it. Which means, in fact, that experience, the thoughts, the feelings have more space. They no longer have to be beholden to the body mind. They can just flow, unfold. in pure openness. Don't fight with your experience. Embrace it. Again, when I say that, I seem to be saying it's something that we do. But I should really say, see that the real you never fights with experience, and that the real you is pure embracing of experience, borderless. Feel your body, because the body is the place where we feel resistance. We feel the stickiness, the identity with the negative experience. So feel your body in this moment, completely open. Openly, the body doesn't need to be open, but experience your body openly, without any judgment. Without any prior knowledge. You don't know anything about it. You say hello to this body. And you're open to the possibility that this body doesn't have borders. You haven't yet learned about that, so. Be open to that possibility. That the body can fill as much space as it wants. With your eyes closed, you don't have a visual for where the body ends and the space begins. And of course, you're also very much feeling sensations, some of them intense, dense, almost solid. So let them be. So it's as if I was suggesting two bodies. One is this borderlessness, this sort of field of beingness, of I am, which you can feel right this moment, I am. And on a tactile level, this I am you don't really know where it is, where it ends, where it's located. There may be sensations behind the eyes, in the tummy, in the shoulders that sort of say, I am here, I am here, I am here. But I think I can safely say that we all also feel a sort of feeling of I am that's more diffuse. So give yourself permission to really touch that I am feeling. Your true body, we could say. And within it, there's sensations, contractions. The sound of this voice. Anything that is perceived within your true body. And so then you start to feel the sensations in your body, in your true body. As if they were, and they are, bathed in openness. You feel your shoulders. Feel your belly, sensations of your face, anywhere that would be labeled dense, tense, contracted. Let it be felt as floating in a borderless field. Let your body of sensations come undone. Set the body free into this field of openness. Let it go. It's not going anywhere. It's just relaxing in you. You, the invisible, I am. This I am on a tactile level, it's like a vibration. It's a field of vibration. It doesn't begin, it doesn't end. Of course, the real I am is not an experience, but we could say the first experience of I am is this field of vibration. And even if you don't feel it, just be open to its presence so that any experience that is dense, difficult. You just deliver it into this field. You let the I am that you are permeate the density, the pain, the sadness, the heaviness. It's not a thought, this I am, it's a caress. A tactile caress. See if you can surrender the weight of the body into this field, this openness. First the legs, can you empty the weight of the legs into the openness? So here I mean also the earth in a way, the legs earth, the sensation of weight in the lower part of your body. Sort of letting it lighten up. And then feel your arms from your shoulders. Don't visualize them, just the direct, raw feeling of the arms, the weight of the arms, like a cloud, feel it like a cloud, two clouds. And then you just let the cloud empty itself of its weight. No borders to the arms. No density, the arms are like a mass of vibration that's merging with a field of vibration beyond it, beyond them. Same with the legs. Let the legs, the pelvis, the hips really melt into the earth. And then you let the earth sort of melt into the openness. And you can say, whisper, I don't live in this body, in a body bag. The sensations that I call the body live in me like clouds in the sky. You say that to the body directly, you live in me, to the bodily sensations. You float in me. You say that to the feeling in your heart, in your belly. The tension in your heart, in your shoulders. You live in me. You're surrounded with openness, and in fact, you're made of openness. You forgot. You don't have to change, you say to the sensations. You don't have to morph. I'm just saying. I'm just letting you know. Feel your head and your face. If you don't have a visual for your head, what's the sensation of the head? Does it have a weight? How big is the head? Can you feel its borders? How about not feeling a border to the head? Fuzzy border. Let this feeling of living in the head occupy as much space as it wants. And of course, the sensations of the face will seem to be more dense. The eyes, the forehead, the jaw. Don't visualize the face. Don't remember the face. You've never known about a face. You're like a little baby who hasn't yet got a body image. The little baby feels himself just as a being. He just feels the I am-ness. So the facial sensations are just these floating fish in the I am-ness. Don't feel you live in the face, but rather feel the face is coming undone in you. Your eyes, your right eye, your left eye. One eye up, one eye down. Your left ear, your right ear, your mouth. Feel like it's like one of those Picasso paintings, your face. Morphing every moment in the I am, in the field. And with the feeling of sadness, heaviness, the emotion in your chest or wherever. You take time, you sit with it somehow by its side. Not demanding anything of it, not imposing anything on it. See, the feeling is like your pet. It's like Hugo. Moving, morphing, never the same, sometimes disappearing. Make your feelings your pets. Allowing them to be exactly as they are. In you. Loving them. Not knowing anything other than just the allowing of them, moment by moment. See how layers of feelings reveal more layers of feelings. See how releasing the weight of the body reveals more possibility of releasing more weight of the body. This body of ours, it's singing all the time, a song of release, a song of the song of separation getting healed. Or sometimes it sings the song of separation getting reestablished. But when we begin to listen to its song, then usually it's going to move into the song of healing. Just gently, let's bring a little bit of movement to the body. For no reason, because bodies like to move. And exploring the movement, we can continue to align our perception of movement with our understanding that the mover, the real mover, is universal. Impersonal. That when we move the body, it's a convergence, it's a cosmic event, just like any other event. Like the sound of this voice is not the doing of a separate entity called Ellen. It's way more mysterious than that. So letting the head and the neck trace a circle. Those are the words. But now, no words. Just the ripple, slow and smooth. And now feel the ripple is completely effortless. So purify it intentionally of the doer, of the mover. Purify it of the habit of the doer. You might wonder how to do that. Just try. Just try to feel the movement free of a mover. Know yourself as the field of openness, and then the ripple appears in you alongside the breath, alongside the sound of Ellen's voice. Now the direction changes. The ripple changes. The I am doesn't change. The openness that I am. Remains as pure openness. Let the body bask in that. Yes, now the head returns. Don't return the head, let the head sensation come back to neutral. I am the openness. Torso turns very slowly towards the left. Don't do it. Purify the movement of the doer, make it smooth, weightless, and effortless. Your hands one on top of the other. You don't know what hands look like, you just feel the touch, fingers, temperature, fuzzy borders. The head, right side of the face, just a sensation drawn into the space to the right, the head turns, don't do it. No reason. Like a ghost. Keith, feel Hugo is right with you. Don't live in the body, just let this body be vapors of energy, sensation flowing in the ion. Now the head comes back. And the torso and the head, just one sensation, one global sensation, floating, ghost-like towards the right, slow. Right hand, left hand, shoulders moving down through the arms, palms penetrating top of the head, elongating towards the ceiling. But see if you can let the words pave the way for just direct sensation that is sort of organic, so it doesn't have to be done. It's just a blueprint. That's what spines do, they elongate. That's what arms do, they flow down. Left side of the face. Caress with your tactile sense, and then let the left side of the face push the space as it turns towards the left. Slowly, smoothly, never any effort. Catch the doer, the mover. When it comes in as a little sensation. Behind the eyes, or in the shoulder, in the jaw, in a holding of the breath. Feel the whole posture, place it in the openness. Let it melt. Or expand, or fizz. Doesn't matter. Head comes back to the right. Torso comes back to the center on all by itself. Forearms come off your lap and the shoulders move up towards the ears. Move down. Ripple, pouring the shoulders down. Down, down, down. No doer. Down. Be the openness. No agenda, no anticipation. Not knowing. And here we go again, the shoulders cloud-like, floating up towards the ears. Can I empty my hands, my wrists, my jaw, my eyes? And then gently, slowly, pouring the shoulders back down. Be the openness eating the sensation. More, more, more. The arms come down. Never taking residence in the body during these explorations, so that the body is allowed to take residence in the openness. As soon as we take residence in the body again, we sort of hold the body together as my envelope. But if we let the body take residence in me, in the I am, borderless, the body can continue, even after the physical movement stops, it can continue to sort of release and expand and touch. And be touch. It's as if the body was made out of touch. Body, space, earth made out of touch. Let's come to standing gently, slowly. Take your time. Eyes are closed. Feet, hands, head, torso, legs. One body, one global body. Let it inhabit as much as it wants the space all around. Arms float up, all the way up to the ceiling, weightless arms. And then carving the space right and left, arms come down. They're not arms, they're ripples of energy grazing the walls. Slow. Catching the doer mover. The doer mover likes it when the body feels like a mechanical thing that it can control. But what we're after here is to let the body be really alive and intense, tactile, unknown moment by moment. Feel the left arm, palm, top of the hand. From the sensation of the left hand, the arm floats into the space in front. Long fingers. Let it fall all the way up to the ceiling. Fingertips to the ceiling. Right arm dropping to the floor. And slowly now with the left arm, trace little circles with the tips of your fingers as your left arm comes down to the side. Stay in the tips of your fingers. Yes, and then let the left arm dissolve more. No reason to do this. Say yes to this body. It's intense. Maybe even a bit too intense from the point of view of the evaluator, but Be willing to taste this intensity. Here we go with the right arm. From the sensation of the right hand, it floats all the way up, falls all the way up to the ceiling, long fingers. No visual for the arm, so what is it? Where does it end? What are its borders? Breath free, legs alive, feet open to the earth, earth open to the feet. Now slowly the fingertips of the right hand tracing little circles as the right arm comes down. Don't do it. Feel it. Yes, and then the right arm surrendered to the openness. Let it go. Feel the torso, front of the body, open to the space in front, touching the space in front. No borders, fuzzy borders. Slowly the torso comes down in front. Your eyes are closed, your arms are hanging. You can bend your knees. Be the openness, just discovering every moment, every micro sensation. Not letting the mind label. Being open, let the head go. Maybe let your knees bend enough so your torso can rest on your thighs, if that's more comfortable. Shaking your head a little bit, yes and no. Long in breath, long out breath. Not knowing, moment by moment. Now slowly let the torso curl up. It's lifted by a cushion, inflating cushion of air. I am the openness, discovering experience as it arises every moment. The head like a helium balloon. Let it go where it wants to go, top of the head towards the ceiling. I don't live in the body, even though there is some feeling that I live behind the eyes. Whisper to yourself, I don't live in you, body, you live in me. This feeling of being located in the face, behind the eyes, is a sensation that is floating in openness, in the I am. In my I am, in me. And here we go again, the torso melting into the space in front. It's the first time. Slow, smooth. Arms, shoulders, knees, breath. Let it go, the head. Feel this warm water flowing down the back body. And again, the cushion of air inflating, pushing the torso back up so there's no effort, no weight. This time, place your hands on your lower back so that you support your lower back and let your upper torso cover the ceiling. You're arching your spine, pushing your pelvis forward. And then let the torso, the arms, everything come back to where it comes back to. And now gently just let the body be moved. by the field of openness, by the I am, no intention. It's not really the visual body of memory moving, it's just the flow of energy. So there's no right or wrong, our eyes are closed. See what the dance that wants to unfold, what it is moment by moment. The music is the vibrational field all around. The music is the openness. Yes, trust what comes. Slow, fast, smooth, jerky, pretty, not pretty, it doesn't matter. Make sure to allow any emotion that would like to be shaped by this field, or even sounded. This is a moment of freedom for the body. For the wave that we are. Let freedom permeate your experience. Freedom of expression. Make sure your whole body is colonized by this freedom of movement, your legs, your hips, your knees, all your articulations. They're pathways for this freedom. Your fingers, your arms, your head, your hair, your teeth, your sound, your breath, your belly, your pelvis, your sexual area, your heart area, whatever is appearing on the radar. If it appears on the radar, it's because it would like to move. And the mind will try to interfere. And you don't let it. If necessary, you shake your head to send the message, no. No thinking. It's hard to think when you shake your head. But don't lose your balance. That's it. Trusting whatever arises, sometimes a little bit strange or intense, takes you in a funny direction, just let it. And sometimes it's not happening and there's resistance. And that too is a direction. What is the resistance? How does it move? What is it hiding? What's behind the resistance? Let the creatures, the ugly ones out of the shadow, give them a chance. The grotesque ones, the angry ones, the whatever ones, just let them come into dance. The sounds out. Remember, this body of expression that takes shapes right this moment is appearing in infinite welcoming. There's just celebration of expression. Hands, feet, they have lots to say. And you might also want to feel that this movement is sort of like a prayer. What is it? How is it shaping itself as a prayer? By prayer, I don't mean a sort of traditional prayer, I mean a sacred dance. And by sacred dance, I don't mean a pretty dance necessarily. Make sure your hands can do what they want to do. And sometimes rhythm appears. It's appearing in my case, and I don't want to impose that on you. Something about rhythm is very much part of this effortless arising. Yes. Begin very gently to connect with the stillness, the vibrating stillness, which is the cradle of all movement, and just in its own time, let the movement begin to move towards stillness, to slow down, to curl back. Fold back the hands, see how they would like to come back to stillness, silence. Bringing your feet back together. Hip width apart, your hands are going to be probably resting on your body somewhere, or a gesture. Trust your body as healing. Healing channels, let them touch your body wherever your body might like to be touched. Your hands are the hands of I am, touch of I am. And then let your arms, your hands come back alongside your body. Your body not moving. Completely aligned your body with the I am, the field, the true body. The wave is completely aligned with the ocean. Or maybe even dissolved in the ocean. Yeah, so we come back to sitting. Just the movement of the breath now. First, feel yourself as the openness. Reestablish again and again, I am this field, this borderlessness. And then you feel the breath just rising out and returning, rising out it's not really rising out, it's never leaving the field. It's still a movement in and out. And the body is like the body of a happy baby that has not used concepts yet to divide its experience. So the baby's experience of its body is one with the breath, one with the space, one with the sound of its mother's voice, or Ellen's voice in this case. Everything sort of unified. Your belly undefended. No danger. In breath, pause. Out breath, pause. Be very honest as you follow the breath. Honest meaning be willing to feel the discomfort, the tenderness, the fear that lives embedded in the breathing. But you don't have to label or analyze, just completely allowing. Breathing free of a breather, and at the same time, welcoming the layers that seem to be the breather. And just be very clear that the feeling of being a breather is not a breather, it's just a feeling. Yes, don't do anything. Just abiding as this presence, this simple. I am innocent. Okay, guys, shall we emerge gently? We have a little bit of time. Take your time emerging. We're not really emerging, are we? But you know, we open our eyes and everything still is appearing in awareness. The visual perception will start talking. It's all still unfolding in the I am. So feel free to speak or not. And you know, when we speak, we can just stay right in the same sort of, we're not kind of stepping out of anything. Feel free, you know, there's no danger. Sometimes it's a bit of a rough, not rough, but sort of abrupt transition from this exploration and then open eyes and interacting. But if we really see there's no difference. It's the same, just a different experience. But
I'm left with a sense of kindness. And maybe it was the way the words were spoken or the way the words were received or none of that. I can't say, but it's as if there was this movement of kindness being not pushing, but allowing. Some really nice movement.
I think the word kindness is a very nice word. somehow it manages to convey what it means. Something about the word itself refers directly to the experience.
That's what I'm kind of left with, and I wanted to say one other thing. After last week's session, after the session, this came that, and I don't know why or how, but that thought is like a paintbrush that creates our perception of reality, and that each thought is like a paintbrush. And the experience that we live in a vivid way. And that came from last week. And so I just wanted to share that.
Thank you, Len.
Thank you.
Makes me think of calligraphy. Go ahead, Keith.
I have an intense relationship at the moment, particularly with, you know, opening the body, things like here, you know, having the head up. And I'm doing quite a bit of Qigong online classes and opening the shoulders, and I'm feeling it. The tension that's in me, I'm feeling it more and more. And then in this session, particularly towards the end, it felt really nice just to give up on that and let my shoulders just crumple and just feel them as they are when they want to just kind of collapse and contract. And felt kind of a relief in a way not to have to do any of that, oh, you know, opening the chest and
exactly. Why not, you know, why not give that expression its full expression when it's here? It doesn't mean we're identifying with that. It means that we're giving that expression some space.
Well, that was what I was feeling, because I was really feeling it very closely and intensely. So it felt like I wasn't really identifying with it. But I guess it's also to do with the heaviness of grief that I'm feeling, that's come out today.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what it needs. I don't have any big ideas about grief, but it seems to me in my experience that it's a very embodied experience.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
totally.
Yes. So if it's embodied, it means it's moving, because the body's constantly moving.
Yeah.
Emotions are moving. And so anyway, we don't need to explain or analyze grief. And I'm really, really sad that Hugo, he was there on every single question you posed on YouTube. Touching him.
He was a massive part of my life, and I've been working on a book for over 10 years, which is going to be published next year. And he's been with me so much, on my lap while I've been working.
Mm.
Even type on my laptop to the side so he could be on my legs, crazy for my body. And I've just handed in the final version of the manuscript in the last few days.
Mm.
And that was exactly the time when he died. So weird. So weird.
Mm.
Hmm.
Well done on finishing the book, and I guess Hugo needed to go help someone else now.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that with us. And what's the book, by the way? think you told me once, but I can't remember.
Oh, it's crazy. It's something that I've wanted been to get out of my life for quite a few years. It's basically about the origins of the oil industry, how it all started.
Okay.
Yeah. Very heady.
I'm
But
sure some people would be
now I'm
very
free of
interested.
it.
Well done.
But what's completely insane is that Penguin have decided to publish it.
Fantastic.
I can't believe it. It's completely mad that it's happening.
That's fantastic, Keith. Congratulations.
The future exposure feels a bit daunting. I wish I could just forget about it completely. But I'll try and forget about it as much as I can.
Yeah. For now, don't think about it.
No, I'm not. No. Yeah. Just need to rest
Yeah.
now.
Thank you. Canon is asking Keith, would you like to let us know when the book comes out? I think probably. Yeah. You will.
Well, at the moment, it's due to be coming out, according to my editor, in around August of next year.
Okay, well, I'm sure you'll let us know. You'll bring it to the session. Hilka was, I thought, because Corinne's not here tonight, I thought maybe you would read us one of your poems. No, maybe.
I need to practice one
Oh,
day.
okay.
I'm still in the process of letting those emotions out from my back. I'm keeping materializing it. It's got some kind of defense mechanism to create the back again and again.
You said it's deeply, I'm deeply materialist. I didn't understand.
No, materializing the
Materializing.
back, yeah, avoiding to feel that emotion in what is there. Then I bring back the back.
It's interesting. Eric Barrett, is a teacher in this tradition, he often says there is no back. In yoga, he says there's no back in yoga, and what he means really is the back, as we experience it, is defense. It's a defense, and it sounds like you're exploring that, I
Yes.
think, is what I'm understanding. Yes.
Yes.
Well,
And
it
thank
all.
you. It's so beautiful. Always.
Okay. Well, I hope you do share a poem one day because they're very special, your poems. They come right straight out of your explorations. Go for it, Maria Rosa.
Hi, everybody. Yeah, it just came to me now. I had not reflected on this, but I changed my diet a little bit. So I noticed recently, and I mean, I'm kind of sharing, asking to see if somebody else had this experience. I noticed recently that I am experiencing, I don't know if it's the context in which I'm functioning lately these days and with families and things to do, but I'm experiencing a lot more anxiety, a lot more, the sensation of, in my body is high up, is high up in the throat, chest, I'm starting to think that it's possibly also connected to the diet and to, or maybe the amount of food intake. You know, if somebody has, if you have more of a meaty, maybe you're more grounded, maybe it makes you more settled down in the lowest centers. And now I'm kind of airy, I feel like. And
You stopped eating meat recently, Maria Rosa?
Yes. I mean, I haven't eaten much meat. Actually, I eat more fish, but I think and then I notice that there's often like a feeling and a thought coming with it, you know, with this anxiety.
Well, anxiety usually is very thought-like.
Anxiety is very thought-like, right?
Well, anxiety would not be anxiety if it didn't come with thoughts. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Usually it comes with thoughts. But maybe instead of trying to find the root cause would be more interesting. The root cause, what's great about anxiety is that it is always on behalf of the separate self. So it's not a bad idea to wonder about, is it because I should eat more meat or... But also you could just welcome it as an expression of separation and take the opportunity sort of to reestablish who's who. In other words, anxiety, if it was just a little dietary thing all it is a passing experience ultimately. So it's good to explore it, but don't feel that it's in finding its relative cause that you're going to find true relaxation. It's in its root cause that you'll find essential relaxation. Its root cause is the belief that you're body-mind. I'm not suggesting you shouldn't explore your diet or that you shouldn't also wonder, is there something happening in my life at the moment that is stimulating this anxiety and to explore that. But the real relaxation happens is, first of all, it's what you are. And if there is still a belief or identity with the separate self, then that anxiety is an expression of the separate self. Not to make it disappear at all. I'm not suggesting you don't have that magical power, but to welcome it as a residual expression of the separate self and welcome that as an opportunity to explore your experience in a sort of spiritual way, you could say, rather than in a pragmatic way of my diet, my...
So what would be a spiritual way, sorry, to deal with it? You know, like you said, it is very thought oriented, no? It's a sensation in the body that I follow that usually comes with like a lack of breath or speed in the breath or
the spiritual way, that's just a word, right? But the first thing to see is that you're resisting this experience, that you don't want it. You feel you feel that you will be better, happier without this experience. And yet you know that this is here, this is what is. And you also know, because you've been coming to these meetings, or at least you know in theory, or you're open to the possibility that which you truly are is that which allows all experience, does not resist. What you truly are does not resist. So at that moment where you're resisting, there's a clash. I'm resisting, and yet I know that what I truly am is free of resistance. So that's a hint. I must be believing myself to be this separate self, something other than this unresisting openness. So the sort of spiritual approach is this investigation of, well, who is resisting? What is being resisted? And going there with your feeling. But also in your case, maybe Maria Rosa, exploring the thoughts that come with the anxiety and asking yourself, you know, where is that separate one around whom these thoughts revolve? Is she really me? Is she really me? This Maria Rosa who's anxious, is that me? Or is that a construct, a constellation of beliefs, habits? Really, so that's what I mean by spiritual opportunity. It's like it's an opportunity to establish the truth. Don't get me wrong, we all do what you do too. We want relief, and I think it's a good idea to want relief, you know, and to seek more relative solutions. But I think for some reason I'm telling you to also go for the big mama solution.
Yeah, it's really a place of like I want out, you know.
Yeah. I want well, out. Then that's
it's very distressing. It's very like I want out of this. So the thought that comes is like I cannot handle this anymore. That's the main thought, you know.
But that's a. I mean, we don't have time, but that's definitely a big ticket item thought. That's the playing card of the separate self. I can't take this anymore. I don't want this anymore. I need this in order to be happy. So we're in business, we're on the marketplace trying to buy happiness and sell, you know, what we don't want. More next time, maybe.
Yeah, I will. Yes, definitely.
Approach it very gently, Marie Rosa. Gently. And explore maybe what's behind the anxiety. There may be some layers that are coming to the surface that have been buried or that came before but have been buried, you know, like, so we visit places again and again and again. And if you said family, I heard the word family, so I'm not sure if, and you know, the times are pretty stressful at the moment, there we say. There's a lot going on, so.
Yes. Okay, yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, girls, gals, thank you for coming. Hi, Claire. Bye, Claire. Hi, Lauren. Bye, Lauren. Catherine. Carlo, I don't think Miriam came, did she? She was not there. No, I didn't think so. I was kind of relieved. Miriam is Carlo's daughter who was maybe going to come tonight. And as I was entering the meditation, I thought, oh, this will be very, very intense for a first call. So I'm sort of relieved she wasn't there. Anyway, take care, everyone. Bye-bye. See you soon. Bye, Len.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Hilke.
Thanks, Lynn, for the paintbrush.
Yes, thank you for letting
kindness.
Me. Bye, Sandra.